The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is A.J. Taylor of KIOW in Forest City and Tom Cullen of the Storm Lake Times. A.J., you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Mr. Grassley, let's, if I could, talk about the national drug control policy that you have been wanting to get across. Where does that stand right now? Where are we with regards to this in relation to the health care program?
Well, you know, when you ask drug control, you mean illegal drugs, or you know, you're talking about my stand on pharmaceuticals?
Pharmaceuticals, sir.
Oh, well, I have three approaches, and I wouldn't say that they're the only ones, but they're the ones that I'm most active in. And one of them, I have voted yes probably 10 times in the last 20 years. It's for the importation of drugs because I don't think we have enough competition, and importing drugs will be competition, drive down the prices. Because, you know, pharmaceuticals are the only thing that you can't import into this country as a consumer. Well, there's another one, Havana cigars, but that's not very important compared to pharmaceuticals. Then the second one is to do away with a process called pay for delay, in which a patent runs out, so the price should go down as generics come on the market. And these drug companies that are big and have the patent make a deal with the generic company, pay them a little bit. I think it's illegal, but the courts haven't said that yet, so that's why we have a bill in a bipartisan way to do away with it, by paying for the generic not to come on the market for a period of 1, 2, 3, 4 years. I don't know whether they're all the same, but it's a relatively short period of time. But you keep the price of the patent drug up to what it was during the time length of the patent. Another game that patent companies play with generics, the company that wants to go generic can't buy the drug from the company when the patent runs out, and then take that information to the FDA and get a generic drug approval very quickly. You don't get these drugs on the market because the generic just can't afford the process through FDA. So to shorten that process, make sure that these companies can buy that information after the patent has run out. Those are the three things I'm working on.
Senator Grassley, this is Tom Cullen from the Storm Lake Times. I think we talked a couple weeks ago about the Des Moines Water Works lawsuit and its dismissal. Our editorial page has said that there appears to be no pressure on agricultural producers to improve water quality, say, in the Raccoon River, which is, of course, in northwest Iowa. Would you agree with that approach, that USDA and the state of Iowa isn't doing enough to approach water quality in a comprehensive manner, to especially nitrate and phosphorus, to keep them below federal guidelines?
You're exactly right from a standpoint that's down in regulation or down in law. There's no doubt you're right there, but there's two things you forget. If Iowa does not do what EPA at the federal level says done, EPA can go in to the state and take over. The second thing is a statement that was made by, I forget the name of the EPA director in 2012 or 2013, but it was Democratic appointee, very prone towards environmental issues. She was at the state fair in Des Moines, and she was asked about this volunteer program that presumably your question finds fault with, in which Iowa's pledged to having certain practices that will clean up the water. And they asked what she thought about it, and she said, you know, don't ask me to quote directly, but in essence, it ought to meet EPA guidelines or goals that EPA has would be a better way of saying it, and that it could very well be a pattern for other states. So until EPA stands in, I don't think I can say, answer to your question, that I'm dissatisfied with what the state of Iowa is doing.
35 million Americans right now are using this product, about 11.3% of the United States population. You've just put through a bipartisan legislation for hearing aids. And can you give a greater understanding, because there's a lot of people here in Iowa, especially those, because we have a very longevity of life around here, of the purpose or the perhaps maybe what this will entail for those people who may not be able to afford these?
Sure. It shortens the process, or at least encourages the process with an FDA, so that there can be more marketing of cheaper hearing aid projects, because you see the advertisements like I do, very expensive hearing aids. There's about four, some people say six companies that manufacture these very expensive hearing aids, and they serve about one out of seven people that have hearing problems. So we're trying to help the six out of seven people that can't afford them that still have hearing problems by getting other products on the market and having the possibility of those being sold legally. And so it might have the impact of driving down the price of the more expensive products, maybe more sophisticated products, but that's not our goal. Our goal is to serve the six out of seven people that can't be served because the prices are too high. Back to Tom at Storm Lake.
As a follow-up to my previous question, would you endorse the EPA stepping in if they find that a state's nutrient reduction strategy is insufficient to reduce water quality, say, over the next 5 years?
Let me answer your question this way, and you may not consider it an answer, but I expect federal law to be enforced.
All right.
Back to AJ.
When we talk about it, and we're going to shift the gears here a little again, having to do with Mr. Comey now, he sat before you in the Judiciary Committee to talk about some of the things that are going on in the FBI. What's your take about this whole situation now regarding Mr. Comey?
Yeah. Well, I could get into the president firing him, but I'm satisfied that Comey's gone for reasons of my own. In my oversight responsibilities, FBI, give you a couple examples. Feinstein and I, the Democrat, recently got a briefing by Comey on things about the Flynn, Russia, Trump issues, and he gave us a briefing. We asked for the same briefing on the investigation of the emails that were going on during 2015 into 2016, which he brought to a halt on July the 3rd with his interview news conference. Anyway, he wouldn't brief us on that. There's another example. I asked for information as a senator in my capacity of constitutional responsibility of oversight, and a lot of times we don't get the documents and the information we want. But a person like you and would use a Freedom of Information Act, you could get the same information, and I'd read about it in the newspaper. Well, what's wrong with the FBI director giving us, Senator Grassley everything that Citizen Grassley could get? Back to Tom, and you'll have to be the last question for both of you.
I guess this is a follow-up to the Comey investigation. Some of commentators have called you a lapdog for Mitch McConnell in regard to this Supreme Court justice and Supreme Court justice appointment, number one. And number two, this whole Comey investigation with the firing. I assume you don't agree with that assessment. Can you please explain why?
Well, can I ask for further information? Because I do recognize that I was so accused in the case of the Supreme Court nomination, but I haven't read anything this week that I had anything to do with McConnell on this issue. So where's your quote coming from?
I don't quite remember, but anyways.
I can look it up, but there's no connection is the best answer to your question. Thank you, Al and Tom, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.